El Ankabut, the spider. With the name of Allah, the most gracious, the ever merciful. Alif Lam Mim. I am Allah, the all-knowing. Do the people think that they will be left alone and not tried with hardships for the mere fact that they profess belief? Whereas we did already try those who were before them with hardships. Allah will surely bring to light those who are true in their faith, as He will bring to light also the liars. Or do those who do evil deeds think that they will escape our punishment? How ill they judge! He that looks forward to meet Allah, let him be prepared for it, for the time appointed by Allah is bound to come. He is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. And he who strives hard in the way of Allah does it in fact for his own good. Verily, Allah is independent of the worlds. And those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, we shall invariably rid them of their evils, and we shall, of course, reward them according to the best of their deeds. We have enjoined on a human being to be kind to his parents. But should they stress upon you to associate with me things which you know to be nothing at all, you shall not obey them. You shall all have to return to me after all. I shall tell you all that you have been doing in your life. And as to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, we will certainly admit them to the fold of the righteous. There are some hypocrites among the people who say, "We believe in Allah." But when they are made to suffer in the cause of Allah, they regard the persecution by people as if it were the punishment from Allah. Yet, if help comes from your Lord and He gives you victory, they are sure to say, "Of course, we were with you. We should also have a share in it." Why? Does not Allah know well enough what lies hidden in the hearts of all beings? Indeed, Allah will bring to light those who believe, and He will also reveal the hypocrites. And those who disbelieve say to those who believe, "Follow our way, and we will bear the consequences of your sins at the time of judgment," whereas they can bear nothing whatsoever of their sins. They are, as a matter of fact, liars. On the other hand, they will certainly have to bear the burdens of their own sins, as well as some burdens of leading others astray, over and above their own burdens. And they will be questioned on the day of resurrection about the lies that they used to fabricate. And we indeed sent Noah to his people, and he, his teachings, stayed among them for as long as 1,000 years short of 50 years. While his people were steeped in wrongdoings, they were caught in the deluge. However, we delivered him and along with him all, those who were in the ark, and we made this event a sign for the peoples. And we sent Abraham. Recall the time when he said to his people, "Worship Allah and take Him as a shield. That is best for you if you but knew. The things you worship apart from Allah are only false gods, and in calling them gods you forge lies. Those gods whom you worship besides Allah do not have the means to provide sustenance for you. Therefore, seek sustenance and provision for yourselves from Allah and worship Him and give thanks, for you will be brought back to Him one day. And if you deny me, then you should not forget that people before you have also cried lies to their respective messengers, and the messenger is responsible only for conveying the divine message to the people in clear terms. Do the people not ever consider how Allah originates the creation, then continues repeating and reproducing it? This work of creation and reproduction is indeed easy for Allah. Say, travel through the earth and observe how he brought about the first creation. Allah will as well bring about the second creation in the hereafter. Verily, Allah is possessor of prudential powers over all his desired things. He punishes whom he will of the guilty, and shows mercy to whom he will, and to him you shall have to be turned back. You cannot escape him on the earth or in the heaven, and you have no patron nor even a helper apart from Allah. And those who deny the signs of Allah and deny that they will meet him are actually despaired of my mercy. It is they for whom awaits a grievous punishment. His people had no response to make to Abraham, but they said, "Kill him, or rather, burn him." But Allah delivered him from the fire. There are sure signs in this episode for the people who would believe. Abraham said, "You have certainly taken for yourselves idols for worship apart from Allah as a mark of mutual love between you all polytheist brethren in the present life. But on the day of resurrection, you will disown one another and curse one another, and your resort will be the fire, and you will have none to help you." And Lot became a believer because of him. And Abraham said, "I shall migrate where I have been commanded to by my Lord. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise." And we bestowed on him righteous offsprings, Isaac, a son, and Jacob, a grandson. And we perpetuated the gift of prophethood and the scripture in his descendants. And we gave him his reward in this life, and he will most surely occupy an eminent place among the righteous in the hereafter. And we sent Lot. Behold, he said to his people, "You indulge in such an obscenity as is unprecedented and unsurpassed in the whole world. Is it not true you approach men lustfully and commit highway robbery? Is it not true also you commit indecent action in your gatherings?" But his people had no response to make. Yet they said, "Bring upon us the punishment of Allah, if you are of those who speak the truth." Thereupon Lot said, "Help me, my Lord, against these people who work corruption." And when our messengers came to Abraham with important news, they said, "We are going to destroy people of this township, for its inhabitants are certainly wrongdoers." Abraham said, "But Lot is living there in that township." They said, "We know very well who are living in it. We will surely save him and his family, except his wife, who is among those who stay behind." And when our messengers came to Lot, he felt distressed on account of their coming, for he felt helpless to give them protection. But they, the messenger, said, "Have no fear and do not grieve. Allah promises you protection, saying, 'We will deliver you and all your household, except your wife, who will not leave the place stricken with calamity, and who is among those staying behind.' As for the inhabitants of this township, we are going to bring down upon them an unavoidable calamity, for they have been behaving disobediently. Behold, we have left there in the ruins of this township a clear sign for a people who would care to understand. And to Midianites we sent their kinsman Shu'aib. He said, 'My people, worship Allah and hope, putting your faithful confidence in it, for the last day, and do not act corruptly, behaving lawlessly in the country.' But instead of obeying him, they cried him lies. So they were caught in a violent earthquake, and they became corpses laid down on their chests, on the ground, in their dwellings. And we destroyed the tribes of Ad and Thamud, and this must have become clear to you from their dwellings. Satan made their evil deeds fair-seeming to them, and by making them take pride in their doings, turned them away from the right way, though they were enlightened and sagacious people. And similar was the fate met by Korah, Pharaoh, and Haman. Moses had come to them with manifest signs, but they behaved arrogantly on the earth, yet they could not outstrip us and thus escape our punishment. In short, we took each of them to task for his sins. Against some of them we sent a violent storm of sand and stones, while others were overtaken by a roaring blast, and some others we made extinct in the bowels of the earth, and yet others we drowned. It was far from Allah to have done injustice to them. Rather, they were doing wrong to themselves. The case of those who take helping friends apart from Allah is like the case of the spider that takes to itself a house. Yet of all houses, the house of the spider is the frailest. If they but knew the flimsiness and fragility of their idols, they would not have sought their protection. Verily, Allah knows whatever they call upon apart from Him. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. These are the various situations which we set forth for the benefit of humankind. Yet, except for the learned, nobody tries to grasp them. Allah has created the heavens and the earth to suit the requirements of truth and wisdom, and for a significant end. In this, there is, in fact, a great sign for the believers. Recite, preach, follow, and meditate on that which has been revealed to you of the book, and observe prayer. Verily, prayer restrains the observer from indecency and abominable things, and loathsome deeds, and from all that runs counter to reason and moral sense. Yet of all, the greatest thing is that Allah will remember you and help you rise to eminence, and Allah knows all that you do. Believers, observe all the propriety when you argue with the people of the Scripture, but those who are bent upon behaving unjustly among them do not agree to these principles, so deal with them accordingly. And say to them, we believe in all that is revealed to us and in that which has been revealed to you. And our God and your God is one, and to Him we stand resigned. And for a similar purpose of confirming and testifying to the truth of all previous scriptures, have we sent down to you this perfect book. And those whom we have given the true knowledge of the book, the Torah, believe in it, and of these Meccans who possessed no sacred scriptures before, there are some who believe in it, the Quran. And it is only the ungrateful disbelievers who deny our revelations deliberately and persistently. Prophet, you read no book, nor did you write one with your own hand before this. Had it been so, those who declare it as false could then have the cause to entertain some doubts. Nay, far from being an invention, this Quran is full of clear signs in the minds of those who have been given true knowledge. It is only the unjust indeed who deny our signs deliberately. And they say, why have no signs of punishment been revealed to him from his Lord? Say to them, the signs are many with Allah. Accordingly, I am about to give you plain warning concerning some of the signs of punishment. Well, is this sign of mercy not enough for them, that we have revealed to you this perfect book which is recited to them? As a matter of fact, it comprises mercy and blessings, and is a means to rise to eminence for the people who would believe. Say, sufficient is Allah as a witness between me and you. He knows all that lies in the heavens and on the earth, and lost are those who believe in falsehood and disbelieve in Allah. They demand you to precipitate the sign of their punishment. Had not their term been stated as a respite to mend their evil ways, the punishment would surely have come upon them. It shall come and will befall them unexpectedly and take them unawares. They still demand you to precipitate their punishment, while Gehenna will most surely spell the end of these disbelievers. It shall be the day when the punishment will overwhelm them from above their heads and will come upon them from below their feet. And he will say, "Suffer the consequences of your evil deeds." My believing servants, my earth is indeed vast. You should worship me and me alone. Every living being shall encounter death. Then you shall be made to return to us. And those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, we shall certainly lodge them in lofty chambers of paradise, the gardens of which are served with running streams. There they shall abide forever. The reward of those who take pains for doing good is always excellent. Those who patiently persevere and put their trust in their Lord. How many moving creatures there are that do not carry their own sustenance, but do not go without food. It is Allah who provides for them and for you, and He is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. In case you ask them, "Who has created the heavens and the earth, and harnessed the sun and the moon into the service of humankind?" they will answer, "Allah." Then whither are they being turned away from accepting the truth? Allah multiplies the means of sustenance for such of His servants as He will, and makes those means scant for whom He will. Verily, Allah is fully aware of each and everything. And if you question them, "Who rains water from the clouds and thereby breathes life into the earth after its death, making it fertile and green?" they will certainly say, "Allah." Say, "All sorts of perfect and true praise belongs to Allah, yet most of them do not make use of their understanding. The life of this world is nothing but futile and frivolous, and the abode of the hereafter is the real life, being eternal. If they but knew, they would have paid heed." And when they board a ship and find themselves in danger, they pray to Allah with sincere and single-minded faith in Him. But as soon as He lands them safe, they begin to associate partners, with the result that they show ingratitude for what we have given them, and also with the result that they indulge in worldly enjoyment. But they will soon come to know the consequences of their conduct. Have the people not seen that we have made the sanctuary of Mecca a place of peace and security, while people are carried off by force all around them? Do they continue to believe in falsehood and thus deny the favor of Allah? And who is more unjust than he who forges a lie in the name of Allah, or cries lies to the truth when it comes to him? Is not Gehenna a befitting resort for such disbelievers? And those who strive hard in our cause, we will certainly guide them in the ways that lead to us. Verily, Allah is always with the doers of good.